It's 12:30 Central Time. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert, in for Craig Crowan. At Illinois Public Media News this hour, members of the Graduate Student Employee Union at the University of Illinois Urbana campus have voted to file an intent to strike motion. The Graduate Employees Organization says the vote last night was overwhelmingly in favor of the action. An actual strike would take another vote. Union spokeswoman Stephanie Sewell says contract talks with the U of I have lagged on issues like wages, health care, and tuition waivers, an issue that led to a two-day strike in 2009. Sewell says the union has requested a mediator for future contract talks and says they still want to avoid a walkout.
Once we get a mediator in, we really hope that that next vote won't become necessary, that we'll be able to work with the mediator and get some of these issues hammered out at the bargaining table. That's still what we want to do, but we want to make sure that we do have all the options on the table, so that's why we're doing this now, so that we can start that process if it should become necessary down the road.
Their request for mediation has received a boost. Union members learned last night that U of I administrators have agreed to a joint request for a federal mediator. In a statement this morning, university spokeswoman Robin Kaler said most major issues have already been resolved and discussions were fruitful on remaining issues during a bargaining session yesterday. The old contract for graduate workers at the Urbana campus expired in August. Police in Kankakee say a 35-year-old Bradley man slit his own throat and told police he killed two people. Police say officers went to the address the man provided this morning and found two victims, a man pronounced dead at the scene and a severely injured woman. Police identified the man as 81-year-old Dr. James Goldstein and the woman as 81-year-old Betty Goldstein, who was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say officers found the Bradley man with a severe laceration to his neck. He was taken to the hospital for treatment, and authorities say he is under police guard. Attorneys for a Central Illinois man charged with killing several members of a family are again asking for access to medical and other records for one of the victims as they try to prove claims that the teen instead killed his own relatives. The Bloomington Pantograph reports that attorneys for Christopher Harris filed the motion yesterday in Logan County Court in Lincoln. It seeks access to records for 14-year-old Dylan Constant. A judge denied a similar motion last month. Constant was killed in his family's Beeson home in 2009, along with parents Ruth and Rick G. and two of their children. Harris and his brother are charged with murder in their deaths. Christopher Harris claims he killed Constant after walking in as the boy killed his family. Illinois Department of Children and Family Services announced yesterday that hundreds of employees who received layoff notices would not lose their jobs after all. And troubled families who'd been cut off from state services will again be able to access them. Amanda Vinicky has more.
DCFS Director Richard Calica says a $90 million cut to the department's budget had left him with no choice. He had to lay off workers and to drastically reduce Intact Family Services, a program in which caseworkers help families address the underlying conditions that led them to be reported for child abuse or neglect, keeping the child from having to go into foster care.
So during September, we were working with the families and our workers to make plans for families because we were anticipating laying off staff.
But now the department is reversing course. It rescinded the cuts and layoffs. Calica says it'll only work if lawmakers come forward with extra funding when session resumes. Money's tight, so that could be a big if.
There's enough of a sense that this is a serious problem and that children will be put in danger that it's worth the gamble. But you're absolutely correct, it is a gamble.
I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A labor union is demanding the resignation of the head of Illinois' teacher pension system. As Brian Mackey reports, the union doesn't like what he's been saying about the future of teachers' retirement benefits.
Richard Ingram says in order to solve the long-term funding problems of the teachers' retirement system, the state has to consider reducing automatic cost of living increases for retirees. As the director of TRS, he says he understands it's not an easy message to hear. But he says his responsibility is to make sure the teachers' pension system has enough money. He says TRS has analyzed multiple scenarios, and all of them end with insolvency.
When that's the case, then you can't be silent anymore. You have to say there needs to be changes.
And that's why one of Illinois' two main teachers' unions thinks he should step down. Dan Montgomery is president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers.
It is not the role of any TRS director to go out and advocate political points of view.
The union head says cutting benefits is not the only way to solve the pension funding problem. He says teachers have lost faith in the ability of Ingram to safeguard their pensions. Ingram says he has no plans to resign. I'm Brian Mackey.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says outgoing school CEO Jean-Claude Brizard should be proud of the work he's done in Chicago. Emanuel says the Chicago Public Schools has been going through an era of fundamental reform, and Brizard was a key part of that. Emanuel says he told Brizard that when they discussed his resignation. He stepped down yesterday after 17 months in charge of Chicago Public Schools. Emanuel today introduced Brizard's replacement, Barbara Bird Bennett, a former teacher and administrator from Cleveland who had been filling in as Chicago's interim chief education officer. The mayor says Bird Bennett's experience in both Cleveland and New York makes her ideal to head the city's schools. He touted her work in improving school performance and says he looks forward to working with her. Former President Bill Clinton boosted the campaigns of the Indiana Democrats running for Senate and governor with a rally in Indianapolis. Clinton drew frequent applause from the crowd that filled the North Central High School gym today as he promoted Senate candidate Joe Donnelly and gubernatorial nominee John Gregg. Clinton took several swipes at Republican Senate candidate Richard Murdoch, describing him as an ideologue rather than a common-sense leader. Donnelly is locked in a tight race with Murdoch and told the crowd that heavy early voting turnout this week shows strong interest in the election. A state health official says Indiana's confirmed cases of fungal meningitis linked to a tainted back pain medication have risen to 24. Department of Health spokesman Ken Severson released the update today, a day after federal officials confirmed the state's first death from the illness. The family of an 89-year-old Southern Michigan woman said yesterday they believe she died of fungal meningitis after receiving two injections of the tainted drug at a Northern Indiana clinic. A new park will be dedicated in Urbana this weekend. It's been in the works for more than 20 years and features sculptures designed by Champaign native John David Mooney. Mooney says residents' backyard gardens inspired him to create a park that's distinctly American.
There's English gardens, there's French gardens, there's Italian gardens, Chinese, Japanese. We all know what that shape and form of them are. We don't have one for the American garden. So I've kind of personified the Champaign-Urbana backyard and put it in the city's front yard, again honoring the citizens of the community.
That park is located north of the Urbana City Building at 400 South Vine Street. The dedication, 5 p.m. on Sunday. In sports, it's do or die for the Cardinals tonight when they face the Washington Nationals in Game 5 of the National League Division Series. Adam Wainwright will take the ball for St. Louis. He's happy to be back in the postseason. When the Cardinals won the World Series last year, Wainwright was sidelined due to reconstructive elbow surgery. The Nationals hand the ball to pitcher Gio Gonzalez. The winner of that series faces San Francisco on Sunday. Chicago Bulls are on the road tonight, but they aren't leaving Illinois. The Bulls will play their second preseason game against Cleveland at Assembly Hall. Chicago won its preseason opener against Memphis 92-88 at the United Center Tuesday, while Cleveland lost 97-80 that night to Milwaukee. And finally, the Chicago Bears players are organizing a fundraiser for the family of a fan who went to Florida for the Bears-Jaguars football game and had his throat slashed. Chicago Bears tight end Kellen Davis has initiated a Saturday night fundraiser for the family of William Christopher Petrie. He was fatally stabbed early Sunday at a Jacksonville restaurant. Along with Davis, current and former Bears players are pitching in, including Jason McKeith and Tommy Harris. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.